As the COP26 climate summit wrapped up in Glasgow, much of the attention was focused on what different countries said they could and would do to help mitigate the effects of climate change. But a number of city officials were also in Scotland, including Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego, talking about their role in the effort. So how much impact can cities have in bringing the global temperature down? With me to talk about that is Mark Muro, Senior Fellow in the Metropolitan Policy Program at the Brookings Institution. And Mark, let's start there. How much meaningful change can cities themselves actually make?
Yeah, it's absolutely true that cities matter quite a lot here. We talk mostly about national and even international agreements and diplomacy, but cities are where the rubber hits the road in all ways. And so even with the imperfect state of city implementation in 2018, we measured savings of about 6%, not the global recommended target, but 6%, a significant amount, equivalent to about removing 79 million cars from the road. So this is a significant, very real contribution that cities are already making.
Is it enough, though, given what we keep hearing about and you reference with what specific countries are doing or maybe even regions, what they are doing? Can cities themselves make enough of an impact?
They need to do much more. That's one of the takeaways from Glasgow and the last year. They need to do much more, as do nations as well. So, and the emissions I mentioned are significantly short of the kind of contributions that will be needed to meet international agreed targets.
Do you see cities trying new kinds of technologies or new ideas to try to mitigate the effects of climate change or reduce emissions or cut their CO2 emissions, things like that?
No, very much so. Cities are one of the truly encouraging sources of innovation, new ideas. The whole idea of a climate action plan, a commitment by a region or a city to reduce its emissions is itself unique. And we see all kinds of experiments with EV support, with all kinds of reductions in land use and housing emissions, all kinds of experiments. But these, again, are not at the kind of scale needed. And many aspects are not being addressed yet.
What are the big things that maybe cities aren't yet addressing, or maybe it's not really on their scale to address that need doing?
Well, sometimes cities don't control some of the most important factors, say electricity generation. Sometimes they do, but sometimes they don't control the critical outlets. And sometimes they don't control aspects of the transportation system. So those are critical aspects, but I think it's still in some ways early days for this kind of experimentation, and there's much more work to be done.
So you referenced climate action plans. That's something that the Phoenix City Council has recently approved, and obviously Phoenix has been doing some work in the area of heat mitigation, heat response, things like that. Do we have a sense of how many cities around the U.S. are trying things like this or are really making an active effort to try to have some kind of positive impact on climate change?
Yeah, absolutely. 600 or more are doing something, but that's at cities of all kinds, shapes and sizes, sometimes or municipalities, individual counties. So there's a lot of action. We tried to get a grip on this and do a controlled look by looking at the 100 largest cities in America. Of those, we found that about two-thirds of them have some kind of commitment. So about two-thirds. Mm-hmm. So that's a good showing. But as far as actual pledges to take action, only 45, so less than half. And then of those, only about two-thirds of these are falling behind their commitments. So I think it's very patchy map, to date, good for Phoenix for putting in state in place a plan. Los Angeles recently put in place a very ambitious plan. But again, we have to look at the implementation. We have to look at where the rubber meets the road of doing the hard stuff. And that's what I think needs to happen. We need more attention to the implementation than the attractive promises.
When you talk about doing the hard stuff, in many ways, that can also be the expensive stuff. And of course, cities' budgets have not been doing that well, in large part, over the last couple of years. I'm wondering if the infusion of money from the federal government that cities will be getting through the infrastructure bill or through earlier COVID relief packages, does that give you optimism that maybe some of these things can start to pick up in the not-too-distant future?
Yeah, very much so. Clearly, time has been lost over the last decade, but to their credit, you know, bigger cities like Phoenix got the ball rolling and made these real contributions. But again, we need to really scale up effort. And there's going to be, dedicated, immediate funding to help with this. There already has been, in a way, if cities were inclined to use it with the relief plan money, which had significant flexibility, and not many cities dedicated a lot of that work to climate, money to climate. But the infrastructure bill will allow this and has dedicated programs. So this is a time to, I think, take a gut check, take some pride in having a plan, but then swinging to hard implementation now and hard execution in this next decade.
All right. That is Mark Muro, Senior Fellow at the Metropolitan Policy Program at the Brookings Institution. Mark, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Thank you.